hard to focus, just to persevere and just to make it. But everything that's within your grasp, you gotta take it, you gotta go hard and just dig deep inside you to find that method, that mode that wants that hunger to survive, just to ride the grind and take it the way you gotta take it and never stop.
I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. Can't no one stop me, yeah, bring it in.
What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnosis Success Podcast, where we talk about motivation, inspiration, dedication, and as always, tapping into your higher self. And I just want to welcome y'all back. Shout out to all the listeners. Y'all are fire. And today's a dope episode because this is our 1 year anniversary, which is crazy because, man, time flies. Time definitely flies. And I remember when we first started the podcast, like, and just the inception of the idea of having a podcast that inspires people, that motivates people, that allows people to hear dynamic guests, you know, just coming on and talking about their different stories and their different dialogues. So just to have that start and see where we are today is amazing. So thank you to everybody for listening. And, you know, it's really amazing. I thought about for the 1 year anniversary, like, what do I really want to do for this episode? So we got a lot of guests that I could have had actually come onto the pod for this episode. But I figured, you know, I thought to myself, I said, man, listen, I started the first episode for Dolo. So I think that's only right that we do this episode straight Dolo, like no guests. Because I got a fire topic and I really want to just make sure that I take my time with this topic and that we really just focus and drive it home so everybody gets the topic that I'm talking about. And for this, before we even get started into that, I got to give a major, major, huge shout out to my brother, Robert Ron C. That's my business partner. For people who don't know, he is co-owner of Rhythm Couture. And that's my brother. He does all the mastering and the mixing for the podcast. So he gets everything sounding amazing. So Rob is really like, you know, that movie Hidden Figures where you had the sisters and they were working like, you know, with the whole projects that they were working on and they really didn't get the credit they deserve. So he's really the mastermind behind the scenes of this podcast. That's my right hand, you know, so without him, a lot of this really wouldn't be able to take off as well as it does. So shout out to Rob, man. Appreciate you. Shout out to Rhythm Couture. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to everybody that plays a large part in the success of Diagnosis Success. So without further ado, let's get into this this topic that we're going to talk about today. And this topic is assets versus liabilities. Now, before you take it at face value, because I know everybody's talking about financial literacy and all these different things, but we're not talking about money today. So I don't want people to get it twisted. We're not talking about money. What we are talking about are people. So when we talk about assets versus liabilities, we're talking about assessing people in our lives, whether that be family, whether that be friends, whether that be whomever that we have an interpersonal relationship with on a daily basis, and or not even a daily basis, just at some point in time. And who are assets and who are liabilities in your life? I just want you to think about that for a second. Like, this is going to be interactive. So if you got a piece of paper, if you got a pen, if you don't, if you got your phone, you got your iPhone, you got your Android, whatever you got. If you old school and you got a beeper, put it in. Put it in right now. I want you to just make a little list. Got assets and you got liabilities. Start jotting down some names. Go down that column of assets. What is an asset? Who is an asset? Who is someone that motivates you, that drives you, that actively pours into you on a consistent basis? And actually just helps you feel important, helps you feel good mentally, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually? Like, who are those assets in your life? Put their names down. Type them in the notes section of your phone, right? And once you do that, if you got to pause this podcast to compile your list, that's cool. You can pause, right? And then we're going to pick it back up. But I'm going to keep going. You could pause me and then start it back. Now, I want you to go down and make a list of liabilities. Who are the liabilities in your life? Regardless of title, right? We all know about titles. Everybody has titles, right? Your brother, your sister, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, your grandma, your grandpa, your mother, your father, your stepmother, your stepfather, stepbrother, half-brother, half-sister. Who are the liabilities in your life? Now, what does a liability look like? All right, because we kind of touched on lightly the assets. So what are liabilities? Who are liabilities? Those are things that bring you down in any way, shape, or form. They don't add a substantial amount of value to your life. They don't. And if they do add value, it's not as much in comparison to the amount of negativity that they bring to your life. So who are those people that bring you down? Who are those people that when they call your phone, you don't want to pick up, so you hit that red button to send them to a voicemail? Who are those people that they drain you emotionally, financially, mentally, spiritually, physically? Any way that they can drain you, they're going to drain you, right? I call them emotional vampires. They just suck the life out of you. Who are those people? Write their names down on that list. Because this podcast is going to be fire. I promise you. Once you got that list together, I just want you to take a look at those names and reflect. Just look at the names. Look at the people who add value to your life and who don't. Right? Now, when you assess that list, what you really need to do is look at how you compartmentalize those people. So, you know, like when you go to the club, you go to a lounge or wherever you go to a fancy restaurant, you know, you'll have VIP, right? You get the VIP package. So we have to make sure that all those people that's in the assets category, they get VIP treatment. They get preferential treatment. Why? Because that's just what it is. They add that much value to your life, right? Everyone who is a liability, they do not get VIP treatment. They should not even get into the club that is known as your life. You understand what I'm saying? They should be waiting outside in the rain. And if you just happen to have time or the luxury of availability for these liabilities, then you can maybe get one or two in, right? But ultimately, we should be compartmentalizing these relationships. Now, everybody knows that I'm very instructional with different things. So I like to give examples and I like to show things. So, you know, I'm an open book, you know. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give examples of assets and liabilities that I had and why moving forward, I had to make certain determinations in regards to certain people. Because that's just what it is. It's like there's a saying, I love you, but I love me more. So that means you can love people, but ultimately you have to love yourself more to the point where you take care of self first. Now, why is that important? At face value, that might sound selfish, but it's not selfish. It's called self-preservation. I'm no good to anyone if I'm not good to myself. So if my mental stability, if my spiritual compass is off, if my third eye is blinded, I'm not seeing things coming at me, I'm no good to nobody. I can't help you because I can't even help myself. So that's the first point that I want to drive home is I love you, but I love me more. Live by that. Die by that. Because at the end of the day, everyone is going to do what's best for them. I don't care who it is. See, now we're about to get into some stuff. Because see, it don't matter who it is. Everybody's looking out for Dolo. Everybody's looking out for self. Everybody will let you down. Regardless of title, regardless of relationship. So you have to hold yourself accountable not to get slighted not to be a sucker, to let people take advantage of you mentally, spiritually, financially. You got to boss up and love you more. All right. Let's get into example A. Now, for all intents and purposes, I'm going to stay away from names because that's just way too messy. But I will disclose gender and we will get into these different traits of what I encountered as liabilities over assets, right? So this one person, perfect example, I met this person years ago. It's a female. She was cool. She was cool, right? Like we gel, we vibe, like we, you know, we kind of like, we were kind of like along the same mentality, like just, you know, cool, chill, doing what we had to do, right? So that's how it started. But you know, like relationships can be like dating, for lack of better words. Like, you know, when I say friendships, like, you know, friendships are like relationships, dating. It's kind of like, you know, you can have that honeymoon phase where everything is great and grand. And then once you start to transition out of that honeymoon phase of the friendship, then you start seeing like signs, right? Social media nowadays call those red flags, right? It's like, you know, red flag emoji, right? It's like a joke. Somebody said, oh, you know, I saw those red flags, but you know, I like the circus. You know what I mean? Like that's just what it is. So I started to see red flags. And what did those red flags look like? So I noticed every time the phone would ring, it would be like the same spiel. Like I would pick up. It's like, hey, what's going on? How you doing? But, you know, a lot of people in your personal life, you might notice a pattern with people that drain you, right? So that's like their opening line. That's like their spiel to reel you in because they really don't give a damn about how you're doing, right? They don't care. They're just calling to drop all of the emotional baggage on you because that's all they care about, right? You have become their emotional dumpster. So that's all they want. They don't care about anything else. They don't care about you, right? So that's how she would always start. Like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, cool. But that was very short-lived because after I say cool, she's like, just go right off. And her drama, her problems, her issues, right? All of this stuff, just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So she would constantly be in a state of neediness. You know, I call these people travel agents. Like, they always got baggage with them. You know what I mean? These are travel agents. They always got something going on. So her thing was men. Like, she loved dudes, right? Like, she loved dudes. So she would always be dating a new guy. And every guy, there'd be something else, right? Like one guy, there would be issues. Then she would leave that relationship, hop right into another relationship, and always blaming the men for her issues. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you people know people like this where they like to shame and blame. Like they hop from relationship to relationship, whether that's sexual relationships or just friendship relationships, and they blame everybody, you know, and that's the key trait of a narcissist, right? This is someone who doesn't take accountability for what they do. Everyone else is always the problem. And I started to notice that. And, you know, what I also noticed is that every time that I would be straight up with her and be honest and say, hey, you know what? What you're doing is foul. Like, that's not, you know, I can't co-sign what you're saying or what you're doing. I noticed that she would get defensive a lot of times. Like, she didn't want to hear the truth. Like, she just wanted someone to co-sign her dysfunctionality, but she didn't want to be held accountable. And that was part of the problem. Why the relationship started to kind of like just wither away. Because at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you have to be held accountable for your actions. It can't just be one-sided. Whereas, you know, you want to just hear what you want to hear. And that's what it was with her, basically. Like, I noticed that pattern, just always negativity, no accountability. And it was emotionally and mentally draining. And, you know, then it progressed. So it got even worse because then it became, she started asking for money. So there'd be times where, you know, she was getting a house. She got with this guy and they're getting a house and they didn't have enough money for the house. So she's like asking, could I loan her some money for the house? I'm like, are you nuts? Like, first of all, you in a whole relationship. So if the person you're in a relationship with can't help you out financially, like with something like that, then you need to reevaluate that relationship you're in. And that goes for men and women. Like, when hard times come financially, if you can't turn to your partner for support, then you really need to reevaluate your partner and what you're doing. Because it's like, all right, why are you coming to an outside party for support, right? That means you shouldn't be buying a house then, right? So that was the first thing. Then fast forward, had the wedding. Marriage didn't last, right? Of course, she blamed him like she blames everybody else, right? And then it was time to get divorced. So my phone rings a day before my birthday, and she's asking for me to loan her $10,000 to help her fund her divorce proceedings. And I told her absolutely not, because the reality is that you are becoming a parasite at this point. It's like you're calling me before my birthday asking for 10 bands to help you with a divorce, right? It's like these types of people, these are the people that are liabilities. And that's what I want to really convey, like, with these stories that I'm telling you, because everything is real. It's no cap. You know, like, I have no reason to cap. Like, I'm always honest. I put the cards on the table. It's like you got to assess people, assess where they're at, and then assess your relationship with them. Like, nah, you know what? I'm not doing this. I'm not tolerating this. I don't have to tolerate this. At the end of the day, like, this is toxic and it's counterproductive. So it's all about adding value. You know, I heard 19 Keys talk about things being low vibrational versus high vibrational. So what type of people are low vibrational? What type of people always bring you down emotionally? What type of people always financially bring you down? You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't do anything for you. They don't add any value. And then when it's time to step up, all they have is a bunch of excuses. Excuses are for the useless. You understand? Like, excuses don't get things accomplished. Excuses don't get things done. So at the end of the day, it's like, who are you surrounding yourself with? Look at that list of liabilities. Every name on your list, compartmentalize those people. They will bring you down. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Something else I wanted to touch on here, talk to y'all about. So that was a female. Now I'm going to give you a male that I had to cut off too, because he was a liability. So, you know, one thing that I hate is a crab in a barrel mentality. Like, I hate it. I despise it. I feel like we should all be actively seeking to empower each other. So that means if I see my brother doing something, I'm going to support him. You understand? If I see my brother has a business that's flourishing, I'm going to support him. If I see my sister trying to do something positive, I'm going to support her. Because at the end of the day, we have to have a sense of community and we have to support each other. Your network is your net worth. So we got to network and build each other up. So I say all that to say this one brother in particular, who, like I said, I'm omitting names. I'm just giving receipts to show y'all the types of liabilities I had in my life that I had to cut off. I notice every time I would have a conversation with this individual about positive things, right? Positive things, positive people, people doing great things, right? People getting to it, getting to the money, people being successful, people crushing goals and achieving their dreams. That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I love it. I love it. And I love to just support people in that way. But every time I had a conversation with this individual, somehow this person always found a way to make the conversation do a 360 to something negative. And I'm pretty sure y'all know people like that too. Y'all could come with them with a diamond and they're going to throw dirt on it. You understand? Everything was positive, everything good. And this person just comes with the negative conversation, negative comments, negative energy, nothing positive, just tearing people down unnecessarily. I want y'all to just think about that. That's a loser's mentality. Because a winner is going to say, hey, you know what? If I see other people winning, other people successful, I need to peep game. I need to learn. You know, like I'm the type of person where I don't want to be the smartest person in the room. I want to be in a room where people are getting to things that I don't know anything about because they're going to make me better. And to be honest with you guys, that's why I win so much, because I surround myself with winners that are winning at things that I don't fully comprehend, but they're able to teach me and pour into me. But if I'm closed-minded like that individual and just shuts down everybody and just spews negativity, well, you're not going to win. So ultimately, I had to compartmentalize that person. You sit your ass over there because I don't want to hear it. It just is what it is. And you got to have that mentality with people. It's like, listen, sit in the corner and shut up. And I talk to you when I talk to you, because what you coming with is negativity. It's not breeding positivity. It's not doing anything constructive for anybody. And nobody has time for that. And I think what you people have to understand, which, you know, for all the listeners, man, and we just appreciate y'all. That's why we had these conversations, is that don't be captive to relationship. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to say that again in case that went over some people's heads. Don't be captive to relationships or titles. Because titles can be misleading, right? Case in point, you might go to work and you might have a boss and they have a title. That's your supervisor. But they could be a goddamn idiot. You know, like how many people listening to this podcast just have been managed by or supervised idiots? Just dumb people, right? And they have a title. They have a title. So because of that title, you think and you assume that, all right, well, you know, this person should know what they're doing. And, you know, I should be able to follow suit. But they're dumb, right? They're dumb as a bag of rocks. So I say that to say, don't follow titles, because you can say, all right, you know what? This person is my brother. This person is my mother. This person is my sister. This is my aunt. This is my dad. This is my uncle. All of these titles floating around, but title without character is useless. I'm going to say it again. Title without character is useless. I don't care if that's your mom. If she doesn't have the right character and she's not actively pouring into your life in a positive way and she's becoming more of a liability, well, then you got to reassess and compartmentalize your mom. You can still love her because that's your mom, but you have to keep her where you keep her for your own mental sanity. You understand what I'm saying to you? It's like, you have to, like I said before, I love you, but I love me more. That's the important thing. Like taking care of yourself, making sure that you're in a position, in a space and place where you're getting what you need. Because everybody's going to do what's best for them. Everybody. I promise you. Everybody does what's best for them at the end of the day. Assets over liabilities. We broke it down, but to get a little deeper, just to revisit, that list that you have of assets and liabilities, what I want you to do is make a subcategory. I want you to put emotional/spiritual category. What are your assets? What are your liabilities? Who are the people that pour into you spiritually to make you feel good? They got a word of encouragement. Like once you get off the phone with them, you feel like you could conquer the world. Who are those people? Those people going to VIP. Who are the people that bring you down? Every time they call, they talking some nonsense, some garbage. Like 19 Keys say, that's low vibrational. Is someone calling me to gossip about nothing? What are we even talking about right now? Like, I think once you start viewing things in that way and your mentality changes to that methodology, like, you'll start to see people in a different light. Because time is all we have, to be perfectly honest with you. And no one knows how much time they have left on this earth. So it would behoove us to make the best of our time and the best of the best relationships, regardless of title. Listen, if your mama call you, if your daddy call you, and every time they call you, they talking some nonsense, you could live without that. Always some nonsense, always some hoopla about nothing. You could live without it. Your brother, your sister, your cousin holding grudges against you or angry and upset about things. You could live without it. They're a non-factor. They don't bring enough to the table to even be a factor. You understand what I'm saying to you? In that subcategory, I want you to put finances. Who are the assets and who are the liabilities financially in your life? Who are the people that call you up and say, hey, do you need some help? I love you. How you doing? You doing all right? You falling behind in your bills? What you need help with? As opposed to the people that take from you. Assets over liabilities. I did it. I had to assess. Every time I pick up the phone, shorty's asking me for money. You gotta go. My agent calls me and tells me, hey, I got a check for you. What a hell of an asset that I have in that person. You're not taking from me. You're adding value. And that's not to say that everything is about money, because it's not, but it's about principle at the same time, right? There has to be balance, checks and balances. It has to be. It just has to be. You are a business. You are a corporation. You are a brand. You are the brand that is in the business of you. And that means you have to do everything that's in your best interest for your brand and your survival and your household and your mental well-being, regardless of who it is. Cut them off. Another subcategory of assets and liabilities. Physically, the physical category. People probably like, what the hell? How is it physical? I'll tell you how it's physical. You got assets who add value in that regard. Then liabilities. What do the liabilities look like physically? People that always want you to physically do stuff for them. Right? People that would be like, hey, I don't have a car. Can you drive me here? Are you nuts? You understand what I'm saying to you? Like, people that physically drain you in your time, that impede upon your time to constantly do things to the point where you don't have the opportunity to do anything for yourself. You could do without them. Seriously. At the end of the day, I love you, but I love me more. People that pour into you, people that constantly build you up, these are the people that you need to have as assets. Keep the liabilities to a minimum. Build yourself up mentally, spiritually, physically, financially. Be a boss. Be the champion that you know that you are deep down inside of you. Stop letting these people bring you down. It gets old. And I will say this. If you find yourself in a position where you just feel it's too much negativity, it's too much people around that's bringing you down constantly, I want you to take inventory. Just like we did on this podcast. You know, even on a weekly basis, right? Weekly basis. Just take inventory. Who made you feel good that week? Who made you feel like you could take over the world? Versus who dragged you down, who used you, who basically got over on you, got what they wanted, but jerked you and screwed you in the process because it's all about them. Who are those people? You could do without them. Right? Who are the people that always want you to step up and be there for them, but when it's time for them to be there for you, they got excuses. Excuses are for the useless. You could do without them. It's time to focus and build up you. It's not selfish. It's called self-preservation. So you can be the best and highest version of yourself. So in turn, you can help those people that help you. You understand? Adding value. Who are you adding value to? Self-assess. Are you an asset or are you a liability? If you are a liability, change that. Boss up to become an asset to other people so they'll want to interact with you and engage with you. And they won't view you as something that is a parasite, is a travel agent carrying around all this baggage. You understand? Assets versus liabilities. You know, I thought about this for a while and I was like, you know, so many guests we could have brought on a podcast for this, but I said, nah, you know what? I really wanted to hammer this point home because it's important. I think a lot of times, like, you know, people fall victim to relationship. You know, I hear a lot of people say, oh man, you know, it's my brother, it's my sister, it's my mom, it's my dad, it's my auntie, my uncle. Fuck them. If they ain't doing right by you, fuck them. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. So, assets over liabilities. You got your list. You got your homework. And guess what? This is the type of homework that's ongoing. It's in perpetuity. It's forever. Because you're going to have people come in and people come out of your life. Because that's just the nature of the game of life, right? It's a lot of different characters, a lot of different chapters. But the beautiful thing about life is that we all have that superpower of choice. Every day you wake up, you can choose what's going to happen. You understand? Am I going to be a go-getter? Am I going to be ambitious? Am I going to just follow my goals and my dreams? Am I going to go get it? You know, get it. Be that monster. Be that beast. Can't nobody hold you down. Can't nobody stop you. Only person that can stop you is yourself. And as long as every year you're better than the last year's version of yourself, that's it. Come like the iPhone. You know, every year come like clockwork. I love it because my Apple stock goes on fire because there's a new iPhone, right? Constantly improving, right? Be like that iPhone every year. It's a new version. I don't care what you knew me as a couple years ago. You don't know me because that ain't me no more. I upgraded. It's the new version. Get familiar. You understand? So that's where it's at. That's where it's at, man. Assets over liabilities. Y'all know what it is. Diagnosis Success Podcast. Just blessed and highly favored. It's a pleasure to be able to continue on this journey, going on a year with you guys. It's amazing. And we love it. So shout out to all of y'all. Shout out to all the listeners. We got some fire guests coming on this lined up. It's going to be really dope. And we're going to start having some of the listeners come in periodically as well. So shout out to all of y'all. Be the greatest and highest version of yourself you can be. Much love. Peace. So much that it seems wrong. Never gonna lose, that's my theme song. I'm just a kid, really change on. Back to reality, ain't no one bad as me. See, they be doubting, but I keep on actually pushing. Not giving up, that's how